We're almost at the cabin. I hope you like it, Tanya.
If this cabin provides protection from the elements, I will be satisfied.
Oh, it's more than just that. They have so many luxuries installed that it's basically a haven in the wilderness. I am not exaggerating. Remember that time when the heating broke at my apartment? In winter? And you invited me to stay for a while? Exactly. That makes your quaint cabin qualify as a haven.
You interact with each other in a manner that suggests deep familiarity.
Oh. Well, we've known each other for a few years now. We both have our own homes, but I stay at their place almost as much as my own. Speaking of their place, there it is. It may not be as fancy as any building that you're used to. What do you think, Tanya?
It appears capable of satisfying my needs.
Well, that's good. Here, I'll put everything away. Tanya, is it all right if I leave you on the coffee table here?
It is acceptable.
Okay. Would you keep Tanya company while I... Great. I'll get started on everything.
Human, I would like to ask you a question. Invader has an unfavorable connotation in your language, correct? If that is true, why have you both allowed me into your home? The other human is a good judge of character, and you trust her. That is a sufficient explanation. I thank you for bringing my StarCraft here. I will be able to assess the damage it has sustained and plan repairs. Human, you seem to be exhibiting signs of exhaustion. Have you suffered an alteration to your sleep cycle that exceeds your tolerance levels? Why did you mention the shells of nuts? It is a human expression. It is used to indicate an oversimplification or the core aspect of a subject. I understand. Nutshells are small. That is why the phrase is used.
Okay, I finished. Oh my. You look exhausted. No, not another word. You get to bed. I'll get something set up for Tanya. I'll think of something. You go and rest. Now, what would work for you, do you think? Wake up! Come on, hurry up! I'll explain while you get out of your PJs. Hurry up and throw something on. It's the news reporters. The press, the paparazzi. Tanya's already out there talking to them. Don't worry about the how. Let's just get out and talk to them. Come on. Don't trip down the stairs.
Human. Are you injured? You fell off your sleeping platform. You were having a dream. I see. So you are aware, the other human and I have completed our sleep cycle. She said that she was going to create something called breakfast. Yes. She made this bed for me by laying down a folded towel that I would lie on, and covering me with a washcloth. I was sufficiently comfortable for the entirety of my sleep cycle. I did not call what you were sleeping on a bed, because it is a sleeping platform. I did not sleep on a sleeping platform. I slept on a bed. I understand. The definition of bed is more arbitrary than I believed. Yes, she brought my StarCraft to set it beside me. I have completed my examination and have a full damage report to plan repairs around.
Oh, I thought I heard you two talking. Did you sleep? Wait. Did you fall off the bed again?
Yes, they did.
We are not ganging up on you. Now get off the floor and come eat. I made waffles.
Thank you for offering to carry me, human. Hold your palm up in front of me. I am ready to be transported.
You both are in for a treat. I found a bag of chocolate chips and some cinnamon sugar.
I see you decided to make something different than you originally planned.
Huh? No, I didn't.
After you completed your sleep cycle, you claimed that you would be making a breakfast, but you have created waffles instead.
Oh, breakfast is for the name of the meal, not the food stuff.
Oh, I apologize. The concept of meals is foreign to me, and I was not fully briefed on human behavior.
Wait, you don't eat? Then how do you survive?
There is no need for you both to be so concerned. Clarians do not eat food. We consume energy. Our bodies manipulate that energy to perform the various functions that are necessary for survival.
So, you can eat light?
I can consume energy in all forms, including light, heat, and radiation.
Yeah, you're right. It makes it sound like you're a living battery.
That is not an inaccurate assessment. However, my body is not a concentration of energy contained in skin. My body has a similar composition to a human body, but it is more capable of energy conduction and is missing the digestive tract.
I actually have another question about your body.
What is your question?
Well, are you a girl? Oh, shut up! You must have been wondering too.
Clarians do not have genders like humans do.
Okay, sorry if that question was rude.
If it would cause you to be at ease while communicating with me, you may refer to me as a female.
Okay, great. Yeah, right. How can we help take care of you, Tanya? Like, should we buy batteries for you to eat?
Your willingness to help is much appreciated. However, I do not require any assistance in acquiring sustenance. I can passively feed on the naturally occurring energies present on your planet. However, I do require assistance in locating materials in order to repair my ship components.
I doubt we have anything that would work in a spaceship.
My StarCraft's atomic recombiner has retained basic functionality. I can take any electronic device and transform it into usable parts to repair my StarCraft.
Oh, well, that's convenient. Do you think we could run into town and get some scrap alarm clocks or something? You do? What could you possibly have? Wait, I thought you fixed them. They still have stick drift? I guess we did get better replacement controllers. Tanya, I hope that these work for you, even though they're almost as tall as you are.
I believe I will not require any additional materials.
Okay. Out of curiosity, what needs to be repaired on your ship?
I suppose I can elaborate on the repairs. I am first going to restore my atomic recombiner to full functionality. Then I can repair my communication system. And finally, my energy matter converter.
Yeah, it is good news that only a few things were damaged. Would you like to get started on your repairs right away?
I would prefer to.
Okay, I'll carry you and the controllers to your ship. And you start eating before those waffles get cold.
Communications re-established.
This is Nira Doniella, reporting from the planet that the native population calls Earth. I have successfully landed on Earth with minor complications. My energy matter converter was damaged, and the storage tank is empty. I have been invited into the home of two humans. I agree. It is fortunate. I am afraid I will not be able to follow the original timeline. Understood. I will repair my energy matter converter and await further orders.